The city's biggest film festival celebrated a quarter century last year. This year, TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan says it shows dramatic change.
Normally we have the festival at the Tobin Center, and fortunately we can't have that this year.
Adam Rocha has been producing the San Antonio Film Festival that entire time, but this year's got thrown a curve.
First year we're doing the festival online only because of the COVID situation.
He took the opportunity to, while downsizing in a very real sense, extend the festival.
Instead of just having 6 days of the festival online, let's just spread it out over 5 months.
With more than 150 films which have qualified to be shown, spreading the showing of them out actually allows festival goers greater access.
So each month we have specific dates, and we're going to screen about 30 and 40 films a month and highlight those and try to get them as much media attention as possible.
If you're beginning to tire of Netflix, a great new crop of films to treat yourself to. And, like Netflix, dress code's pretty lax.
The dress code. No, you can wear anything, whatever you want to wear.
Rocha reminds us that the filmmakers of today can be the award winners of tomorrow.
We had a kid from NYU. He was a sophomore. He sent his film in. And then about 4 years later, after that, he came out with another film, and it got picked up by HBO.
Then last year, Todd Phillips' Joker was nominated for Best Picture and in 9 other categories. Some of these filmmakers are the real deal.
Some of them don't actually give up. They go all the way.
The film festival starts tomorrow. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.